I was looking at it this afternoon. I was looking at it. This is so hard. This is like so hard. I just doubting Hashem is going to help me understand. I'm going to have to say it tonight.
Good evening.
With the Davin. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, ambling our way around through this.
Ambling.
Perek, where am I? Ahilchas Yivin v'chalitza, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, Chapter 8, Law 2. In the Maznaim text, you're going to find it on page 142 and 143. We're continuing beyond what Halacha Aleph talked about, that you married, there were two sisters, and you married one, and you didn't know which one you married. And then what happens when you die? Now, how does that Zika work? And then when you have one brother, what you do? One brother. No, there were two sisters, you don't know which one you married.
Right.
We went through it last week.
That was last
and,
time.
And so, what do you do if it falls to the brother? He has to give chalitza to both of them. But what if you have two brothers and one gives chalitza and one gives yibum? Right? So now we continue with more of fun and games, bays, and etc., etc. Okay, so Hashem should help us that we should understand this as much as possible.
As much as our brains are capable.
Okay, next case over here, Halacha Beis. We're going to call it like this. We're going to call this, it's got enough room on the page here. Because it's ever expanding here, so I have to make
sure. Use your baby finger.
I'm going to use, we're going to call this guy Stranger 1 and Stranger 2. Meaning to say they're not related to each other. Okay, Stranger 1 and Stranger 2. And what do? They each marry one of two sisters, Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. And as well, they don't know which one they married. So, Suffolk.
Parsha coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
All
right. So somehow, you know, the brothers, the two guys, they're strangers. The two men, S1 and S2, are strangers. They're not related. So they went double Dutch, whatever, double dating, whatever.
Double
and
dating.
Somehow,
so like
they passed around a Kedushin over there. And Shekichu Shteachayas, they married two sisters. Ze'enu de Eza Kiddush, he doesn't know which one he married. Ze'enu de Eza Kiddush, he doesn't know which one he married. They know they're married to one of the
two. And they both died,
each have a
brother. And they haven't been intimate yet, whatever. And they both die. Ubeisu Shneim, they both die.
Oh boy, this is a sad story
now,
already.
Too much drinking. They each have a brother.
Now, each one has, we'll call it a brother, a B. Each one has a B, a brother. B1, B2. Okay, these guys died. Okay, so now, one thing's for sure. Rachel and Leah were definitely married to one of these two men.
Right, but we don't know who.
They definitely were married. And these men are definitely dead.
Yeah.
And they definitely have a brother.
Yeah.
And they definitely have a Zika to somebody, but they don't know who.
Right.
We all agree to that?
Yeah.
Because they're for sure married to one of these guys. And for sure the guy's dead.
Yeah,
and for sure, one of the guys, they each have a brother.
Yeah.
So they for sure have a Zika. The problem is they don't know where the Zika goes. And that would be very bad because they could never marry anybody if we don't deal with that.
Right.
So far, so good. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happens? But each one's got a brother. So what happens? Ze choletz l'shteihem, one brother gives chalitza to both of them. Ze choletz l'shteihem, and this one gives a chalitza to both of them, and then they are free.
But each brother gives chalitza.
This brother,
if you don't know who,
gives a chalitza to both of these, and this one gives a chalitza to both.
So far, that's not mind numbing. That's pretty straightforward.
To both of these, we're just starting slow, okay? And this is what they do, because now the worst scenario, what's happened between the two, each one got at least one kosher chalitza. They got one non-existent chalitza, and they're free to marry who they want. Okay,
both girls are free now.
Now, the footnote says, now they can't do yibum.
No.
Why couldn't they do yibum?
Do you know
right. Well, number one. Well, what's wrong? Let's say brother one. Let's say brother one. Right. Let's say Rachel was actually married to his brother.
Okay.
Right?
That's one.
So let's say he does a Yibum to...
No, he does the Chalitza.
No, let's say he does a Yibum with Leah.
Right. Let's try it.
Okay, so okay.
After Leah got a Chalitza. Let's say brother one gives a Chalitza to both ladies. Brother two.
Yeah.
Gives Chalitza to both ladies.
Yeah.
And I'll let brother one do a Yibum with either one he wants.
Or both.
No, he can't do both.
Well,
There's no Zika, maybe.
Well, the problem is because
you got sisters here, remember, and it's hard to marry somebody you did a chalitza with the sister.
It could be he's marrying a sister to the one who has a Zika. It could be the wrong one, right? He doesn't know which one is falling to him.
Yeah.
So if he marries one, he'd be marrying the one that says a Zika to him.
Yeah, but when they give chalitza, doesn't the Zika
but
give both?
Brother two is the only one giving the chalitzas. Yeah. One of those girls, though, needed something from. Yeah. Because of stranger one and brother one. Brother one's going to take the chance and do a yibum with one of them. Let's look at what happens. Let's say brother two did a chalitza to both.
Yeah.
So now brother one said, listen, it's one or the other. Either one of them is mine, and I'm doing yibum with her, it's fine. And the other one, I'm free to marry her, so why can't they marry? What's the problem with that? Number one, you're not helping the one who needs the chalitza.
Right.
One of these sisters isn't going to be married. But besides that, if you marry the wrong one, you're marrying the woman who has a Zika to you. And you can't marry the sister of someone that has a Zika to you.
Right.
So therefore he can't do the Yibum.
Right.
Under that circumstance, right? Because each one can't do Yibum because he could be doing Yibum with the sister of the one that has the Zika. And since it's a Suffolk, right? Even if one brother gave chalitza on both, first, the second guy still couldn't do the Yibum. Because it could be that the one that brother two gave chalitza to didn't fall to him, so one of the sisters still has a Zika to brother one.
Yeah.
And he could be marrying the other one. So he's married, you can't marry the sister, one has a Zika to you. So the only option is chalitza to both of them. That's the only way we can deal with it.
And I think we talked about this before. Once you give someone chalitza,
you can't go back and do Yibum. You can't go back and do Yibum. You can't do nothing.
No, it's over forever.
There's no way to deal with this.
It's worse than divorce.
Okay, so fine. So that was that was an easy case.
Now she can remarry.
Now we're going to add now another brother.
Brother.
Oh, so let me just do this better in a second.
Oh, here we go back in time.
Okay, good. So now we've got stranger two has two brothers. We'll call them B. I don't know what I'm going to call them.
B2A.
B2A. Okay? He's got two brothers. Now, that already opens up a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, because if he does chalitza with both
of them, that opens up a lot of possibilities. So let's see what happens
clears
now.
Clears the way.
You know what the case after this is going to be?
Yeah.
Well, you know what
that brother one has another brother.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's all unfolding here. Okay? So again, L'zeh ech ach echad, this one, B1, S1, has one brother, B1. L'zeh shnayim, but S2, has two brothers, B2 and B2A. So what happens? Hayichidi, the one guy, B1, what does he do? Choletz l'shnem batchila. He just gives chalitza to the two of them. Chalitza. What has that done? That means if there was any Zika to him, that's out.
It's all over.
So the one that has Zika to B1 is for sure free. That's for sure. One of them is totally free. One of them needs a Zika to the other brother.
We don't know who it is.
But one thing's sure, when B2s get involved, they're not getting involved with a woman that they can't be involved with, because in terms of the other man who got married, because that Zika's gone. That part's out of the way. Anything that S1 had involvement
is gone.
Is out. So that's what the chalitza to both takes care of. You see that?
Uh-huh.
In terms of that, now when B2 and B2A are going to want to do anything, they know one thing for sure. They're not dealing with a woman that has a Zika to another man.
Right.
Just one woman is totally allowed to get married to one of these guys, not in terms of Yibum, you'd think, but there's another one, a sister with a Zika. Now that's a little bit of a problem, because if you marry one with a sister with a Zika, that could be a problem.
So
that's what we have to deal with. So far we took care of that. V'hashnan, now let's look at the other two brothers. Echad choletz rishona. One will give one of these sisters a chalitza. Doesn't matter which one. Let's just say for the sake of argument. We don't know which sister's which anyway.
Right.
So let's say this one we'll give her a chalitza.
2A.
And then, or it could be the other way. And what does that accomplish for us? It makes her permitted to others in case she's she was falling to them, so she's okay.
And then
B two v'hasheni miyabim. Then B two does yibum to the other sister, and then everything is fine. He can do the second one, and now so let's see how that's going to work. Okay, again, since B one gave chalitza to these two women. There's no Zika in terms of stranger one. There's no problem of being with a woman that has a Zika to somebody else. Now the only issue is, one of these two women has a Zika based on S2. These guys gotta deal with it.
And we don't know who
so
it is.
One of them has a Zika, has a legitimate 100% Zika, the other one didn't, and has no Zika, and is the sister of a woman who has a Zika. So now, when brother 2A does chalitza with one of them, now he's either done one of two things.
Done nothing.
Either he's done one to the wrong woman.
Which has done nothing.
To the wrong woman. There was no Zeke at all.
Yeah.
So now B2 can have Yibum with Rachel because that's what you want to have.
Right.
Right? That's one way. Now let's say brother gave chalitza to the one that wasn't falling to them. Was falling to them. Well, now that Zika is
gone.
That's out. So who's left? A strange woman. But she's not the sister of a woman to Zika because he took off the Zika now.
Right. And so, he's not marrying her. So the
and
other
he's not marrying her.
Right.
So B2, he's not marrying the sister of the Zika because that Zika's been removed.
It doesn't matter if there was a Zika there before.
Doesn't matter that. So therefore he's allowed to marry her.
I thought once it was a Zika, even if it was
not. It's for the same one. If it's two sisters, it's the same guy.
The same guy.
I was thinking what you're going to do is have B2 marry R and B2A marry L and it would be okay too.
No, absolutely not.
What?
Why couldn't both brothers marry both sisters?
You can't because one of them could be...
One brother marry one sister, one brother marry the other sister.
Well, how could you...
Wait, Howard, let's go on. You're not saying so bad. What if the guy went ahead and he did a bia straight away? The two brothers, they both did bia.
Oh, that's the next thing.
Ein motzi miyarim, we don't remove them.
As we said earlier,
because it's only a drabanan and you wouldn't throw them out. So you're right. If you technically did yibum, so you transgress an aishas zika, but after the fact, and since it's a suffix, we don't make them get divorced.
But you're not supposed to
do that.
It's not
that's
proper.
That's the an aloch aleph also.
It's not proper.
Remember an aloch aleph? If they're supposed to do one chalitz and then a yibum, but if they both did yibum, we don't throw them out. Hey, motzi and miyarim, we had it already. Because each one said, I did the right one. And even if I did the wrong, that's usher. But when the other one marries the second one, the Zika falls off.
Yeah, the second one's always okay.
In other words, you sin that in between, in case you pick the wrong one.
Yeah, you sin
momentarily. You sin, but when the brother marries the second one, that Zika fell off. So you sin for a few hours.
But you got some filth on you still.
Yeah, it's not good, but we're not going to make you divorce.
You're filthy. Simultaneously in different ceremonies.
Still can't. One is a moment before the other.
Yes.
And that's a problem. So, Bidi Eved, after the fact, it's acceptable.
One really does have to be before the other.
You can't do two things precisely at the same time.
One has to be before the other. You just don't know which one has to go first, because you want the Zika to break before you do the other one. You can't do two at the same time.
It's worse, because then there's a Zika at the time you're marrying her.
Right.
That won't help. Okay, so that's that case. Okay. Now look how far he goes.
Even a Kohanim.
I feel like Kohanim, even B2 and B2A are Kohanim that aren't supposed to marry divorcees, they are allowed to stay with them.
Because the
Chalitza suffers. Because the one who gave the Chalitza is out of doubt. And you should know in general, Chalitza is only asur l'koyim rabbinically. It's not biblically. Only biblically is divorced. But Chalitza l'koyim is only asur rabbanon. And with the suffix, chalusa, suffix to rabbanon, lo garza, they did not make a decree under that circumstances. Okay. So now, let's go back in time. Okay. And now we're going to add one more brother. All right. And that's going to be halacha gimel. You see, with more brothers, more things are going to be permitted. Hayu lezeh shnei achim. This one, S2, had two brothers. Ulezesh Shayachim, and S1 had two brothers. So now, S1 and S2 died. So what happens? Achiv shel zeh choletz la'achas. So any one of the brothers does a chalitza to any one of the girls. It could be any order. I'm just picking what makes it easier for my lines.
Okay.
Each brother makes a chalitza, okay, with one of the girls. And afterwards, ha'achasheni shelzeh, the brother, the second one of that, niyabim chalitza shelzeh, ha'achasheni shelzeh, miyachut shelzeh. So then B2A does yibum to this one,
and B2A
does yibum to that one.
For the same reasons.
That's how it's
done. I hope that's right. I didn't do it right.
Let's see. It's
Omer shel meis hasheni she'eino achiv. Yes.
And then he says,
either way.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if she's the Yavimto, she's the one who does the Yivim with, either it's the one that's destined for him or the one that's not destined for him. If it's the one that's destined him, what's the problem? Maybe she's the sister, and if she's not the one that's destined to him, she's the sister with the Chalitza, but the other brother already took her off already.
Right.
So that usher is, the Zika's gone. Sister of the Zika, but that Zika's been removed by the chalitz of the other brother.
So I guess the question remains,
enough people to go around, you're able to knock off everything and get Yibam with both of the brothers.
Is it really Yibam though?
It's a Safek Yibam. You don't know. It's either a Yibam or marrying a woman not under Yibam.
Right. So you don't know.
We'll never know.
You're not sure you're doing the mitzvah of Yibam.
You don't know. You're saying I'm Safek. I don't know, but he's allowed to marry her.
But she's still his wife.
And he's his wife and everything. And maybe you did the mitzvah of Yibam, maybe you didn't. But you did the best you could.
Right.
Yeah, the circumstances.
That's for sure the halacha.
Does that change anything when he dies? If she's
Don't ask me anything.
Who dies?
Okay.
Who's dying?
Make it harder.
The second husband who comes along and does Yibam is a Safek. Now he dies. Does that change?
He's for sure married to her.
Yeah,
and if he has a brother, then there's an issue of Yibam has to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Now there's no doubt.
If
we know who's married to
for
who.
The first time, or if it's the second time.
We know who's married to who
Yibam
now.
To his brother. So let's say B1 dies.
It's not an issue.
Then Rachel, the question is, she would fall to B1A, and why couldn't he do Yibam?
Right.
I mean, or which, oh no, he's not the one who married.
Because we know, there's no Suffolk.
B1A died.
They didn't know who married
him. B1A married Leah, right? Did even with Leah. So if B1A would die, then why couldn't B1 do Chalitza with Leah? Or Yibam even.
Does it matter he already done Chalitza with on a previous?
He did Chalitza with a different lady, not with her.
Yeah.
B1 did Chalitza with Rachel.
Can you marry the woman you did Chalitza with the sister with?
Yeah.
You cannot do that. We totally learned that already.
Aishas Chalitza. You can't do it. That's right. He couldn't marry her. That's right. On the suffix that she is,
right.
That's the one who fell, then he couldn't marry her.
Right. Right. We let same guy.
It's a different guy.
Same guy can't do it.
It doesn't wipe it clean just because it's...
Very good. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay.
Now what if... what if Kudmushneim, what if two brothers, any two brothers, quickly, v'choltzu l'shteim, instead of doing it...
Working pretty hard to rewind there.
No, I want to do too much. What if, instead of doing what we should have done, two brothers went straight away and did chalitza?
Okay.
Kadmu shneim, two of the brothers of one of the dead fellows, did chalitza. Then, lo yiyab mushnei achim rechem. The two next brothers, B1 and B1A, cannot do Yibum on the other two.
Can't
do that.
Doesn't it say from one side each?
No, it said,
the second one.
That's what you're supposed to do. See, so it's one from each side. Now it's two from the same side.
Yeah. Shnei achim shel achad.
Right? Then lo yiyab mushnei achim. The other two brothers cannot do it because each one has a suffix if he's going to be marrying the sister, the one that has a Zika.
Yeah.
Right? Ela echad cholas betchila. One does a chalitza first. V'achiv me'avashim. One does a yim afterwards. Right. But v'imkadnu v'kansu. But if they did do yim right away,
then
they don't have to take them away, because once the guy did the yim, the second yim would tick off.
But he was dirty for a while. He was dirty for a while.
So we're talking about Yibum is with B1 or B1A, right?
What happens now, B1, one of them should do a Chalitza followed by a Yibum, by another one.
The B1A then does the Yibum.
Because he can't just do Yibum straight away, because you could be Miyabim to Eshes, what?
Zika.
Eshes Zika, which
is prohibited.
These were all the easy cases, guys.
Okay, good. So at least we got the easy cases.
Okay, now we're going to start the hard one now. This one's really hard.
Okay, good.
Okay, we got over here like this. You got a woman, Ha'isha Shahayilo Bunny. So you have a woman, we're going to call her, I got to know how to position this right here. I'm going to start later, we're going to call her Mom.
That's a good name. She had children.
Mom has
sons.
Son one and son two. Okay, Shahayilo Bunny. V'haya lekalosa, and then she had a kala. Kala is a daughter-in-law. So let's say son two marries a woman. She's the kala. Kala means daughter-in-law also, not just kala, daughter-in-law. So now she's in here. That's the daughter-in-law to the mom. Okay? Guy got married. Okay. V'haya lekalosa bunny. Yes. So the kala now had two sons.
With son two,
we have two sons again. Son and a son. Okay, you with me so far?
Right. They're together though. Those
S2 and the Kala are husband and wife.
Yeah.
Okay, are husband and wife. Alright, so far, woman had two sons, one son married a woman, and now two sons, she has two grandsons.
Two grandchildren,
fine. Okay. Okay, now what happens? The mom and the Kala happen to get pregnant again at the same time. Venice Abra Ha'isha, the mother gets pregnant. Venice Abra Kalasa, and her daughter-in-law is pregnant, each one with their third child, who's going to be a boy. Okay? That can happen. Older woman can have a kid, right?
This is the dad of S1 and S2?
This one, this mom, and this Kala are now pregnant with a third son.
No, but I mean, who's the dad?
Here's dad. Okay,
same dad. You never know these days.
Okay, it's the same dad.
This isn't one of those days.
Okay, so now you have two. The mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law are pregnant with sons. The yaldush name. They both gave birth to a kid. B'machvua achas, in one cave. What's that? In a hidden place.
Hiding place.
And guess what happens?
They got mixed up.
The two kids got mixed up. Vigdilu hataroves. And now they got mixed up. So now we gotta put...
What's Vigdilu
hataroves? They grew up mixed up. Okay. The mixed up guys grew up. Okay? They're mixed up. So now we gotta put over here... We're gonna put a son and a son. I'm gonna make it mixed up.
SM.
Suffolk.
SM1 and
SM2. Yeah. Suffolk.
SM1 and SM2.
Suffolk.
Okay.
Now, what did they do? Venasu Meshim. They got married. Wife 1 and wife 2.
Oh, no.
They got married. And then, of course, what's going to happen?
They die.
Vamesu.
And we don't know who their brother is.
So now the question is like this. Now, we know one thing's for sure. Between these two brothers that died, the Suffolk brothers, one of them was a brother to S1 and S2, and I'm going to give new numbers now, and one was a brother to S3 and S4.
Right.
We don't know who was a brother to who. Right. Now, what makes this more unique is, because now you've got certain people are forbidden ervas going one direction, but not forbidden ervas.
Okay, good.
Okay. My son-in-law, he's getting his smicha dinner tonight in New York.
Are you going to go?
No, I didn't go.
We could fly you out, maybe. Get a
Hanan's getting his formal smicha at a big party at Chavetz Chaim in New York.
Wow.
Anyway, so now the issue now is, you've got these two fellows over here who need, have wives who must, they have a Zika.
Yeah.
We don't know, one of them has a Zika to S1 and S2.
And one,
has a Zika to S3 and S4, and we gotta deal with it. But the problem, more than what was before, is some of the Zikas in certain directions are Erva Zikas, and some Zikas in the other direction are not Erva Zikas. This is just the beginning, gentlemen. Okay? So Kate said, hey, Nitaris, how are we gonna get wife one and wife two
to be permitted?
Permitted. They just want to marry anybody.
So you can, but everybody can do chalitza.
There's gotta be a Zika.
Everybody can do chalitza.
That's the easy way out.
I'm not just saying.
But the mother wants
a better way to do it is Yibum, though. It's a better mitzvah.
Yeah, so how are we going, we could have done that all the time.
Could have been after Reb Gershon.
So let's see what happens.
Can't do Yibum.
So B'nai HaKala. B'nai HaKala. So S3 and S4, the sons of the Kala, what do they do? Cholzin l'shteim t'chilav lov yavim. They have to give a chalitza to both of these.
Yes.
They cannot do Yibum. Why? Because one of these women is their uncle's wife.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
One of these women is a wife to the brother of S1 and S2.
Right.
And that means it's your uncle's wife. You're not allowed to marry your uncle's wife. Finished.
Period.
So since they don't know which one it is, they can't do even to nobody. The best they can do is chalitza, and that helps us that the one that does fall to them is free, and the other chalitza was useless.
Right.
You understand why they could not do Yibum? You understand?
Yeah.
Because W1 or W2, one of them is a wife to the
S3
brother
and S4's
of S1
uncle.
And S2. It's right? And it's an uncle to S3 and S4.
Yeah, it's an uncle.
They had uncle's wife. You cannot marry the uncle's wife. She called Asman Savik, she Aisha Sachiv. And therefore, she'll call them suffixes, v'tiu muteris lo, and to be permitted to him. I reverse it. On the one hand, each one, it's a doubt, it could be the wife of his brother.
Right.
So the doubt's like this, I jumped myself. She'll call them, each one is a suffix the following. She's eish sachiv, one of them is the wife of the brother of S3 and S4, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum, Ketiyah Materis, one's allowed. But on the other hand, you have the other problem, Savashi Eishas Achi Achiv, Aviv. He's the wife of his father's brother, the Erva Lov. That's an Erva. So that's why they can't do it. On the one hand, you know, they can get lucky and get the mitzvah Yibum, or they get very unlucky and be with an Erva. So do chalitza to both of them. They're out of the game. Aval B'nei Haskena, but S1 and S2, the sons of the elderly mother, O Cholzin O Miyadmin, they could do Chalitza or Yibum.
Right.
They're free to do whatever they want with these
women. So with a nephew, you could marry
they could do
wife.
They could do Yibum with both of them, or do Chalitza. They could do whatever they want. Yibum. Why? Let's explain why. Now, one thing's for sure, one of them is the real mitzvah.
Yeah.
One of them is the brothers, S1 and S2 had a brother. One of them is the wife of the brother. It's purely the mitzvah of Yibum. That's not a problem.
Clear.
If she is the sister of the brother, Hare Yibum, that's Yibum. So what's the other possibility?
It's a nephew.
Aishas ben Achiv. If this
wife.
Is a wife of the brother of S3 and S4, it's a nephew's wife,
yes.
Which is not an erva.
Right.
Muteris and also
one way.
He Aishas ben Achiv. Muteris and also Shikvar Nesan. She already got the lease.
One way erva.
Not an erva.
It's a one way erva.
Why is it a one way erva?
That's the way the Torah says. You can't marry your father's brother's your uncle's wife, but you can marry your nephew's. Life. That's halacha.
I know, but
ask God. I don't know. Just ask God.
Does it have any?
Now, what's going to happen tomorrow is we're going to pick up on this case and we're going to reverse it. Instead of the two doubtful brothers dying, you know who's going to die?
Yeah.
S1, S2, S3, and S4.
Oh no!
And now, what will the doubtful brothers do to help that? That is the case for tomorrow, and we're not going to do it today.
S3 and S4 are brothers in this case.